Hello, this is Adriana from Georgia Opinion Service. How are you doing today?
Okay, from who?
From Georgia Opinion Service. Well, I'm conducting an opinion survey about important issues facing your community and the nation. I will do it as quickly as possible for you, okay? Let me start by asking
I still don't know who you're for. What company is this? Who is this from?
Oh, I'm Adriana from Georgia Opinion Service.
Georgia Opinion Service.
That's right.
Oh, I never heard of them before.
Actually, I'm conducting an opinion survey about important issues facing your community and the nation. Your opinion is very important for this research. I don't know if you have a good moment of your time to help me out.
You're taking opinions on certain opinions about Georgia voters, you say?
That's right.
Yeah, I've got a few minutes.
Thank you so much. What is the year of your birth?
Oh, that's 57.
Thank you so much. Thank you. All right, what is your race? White, Black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian?
African American.
Thank you so much. Let me see. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Well, I sort of thought I was a Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Well, with Joe Biden, they're not strong because he's doing some things that's very strange.
All right, thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Oh, just 1 year in college.
College. Thank you so much. Next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which Georgia is headed?
Well, I have to say unsatisfied.
Do you consider somewhat unsatisfied or very unsatisfied?
Unsatisfied. I would just say unsatisfied for right now.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Brian Kemp is doing as a governor? And would you say you strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove? For example, you are strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, neither approve or not disapprove, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? For example, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may
What was the question again?
Yeah, I'm going to repeat it, but just let me finish this.
Okay, you got it.
You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of a person or group, tell us that as well. The question here is how favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? For example, Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Will be from 0 to 5. How will you rate it?
From 0 to 5?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would just say a 2.
Thank you so much. Brian Kemp?
From 0 to 5, I would say 1.
All right. Thank you so much. Republicans in Congress?
You say Congress, the who in Congress?
I'm sorry, Republicans in Congress.
I don't understand, the Republican in Congress, is that what?
No, I'm sorry, Republicans in Congress.
Oh, well, I give from 1 through 5 or 1 through 10 or.
But yeah, from 0 to 10 actually.
I would say 4.
4. Thank you. Team of Scott.
And you say Democrats?
Yeah, it is Team Scott.
I didn't hear you. You say, what did you say?
Team Scott.
Democrat. You say
yeah.
Democrats?
No, it is Team Scott. T-I-M Scott.
T-I-M. I don't understand the question. C-I-M Scott? Huh?
It's a person, actually. Team
Scott. Kim Scott.
Yes.
You mean that fella from Carolina or something? And he's running for president, ain't he?
How would you rate his job?
Kim Scott, how would I rate him?
Mm-hmm.
From 1 through 10 or 1 to?
From 0 to 10.
I'd give him a 4.
4. Thank you. Kamala Harris?
Who? Myra Harris? Who?
Kamala Harris.
Oh, Pamela Harris. That's the vice president, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
I give her a 2.
2. Thank you. Ron DeSantis?
I give him a 2.
Thank you. And finally, Donald Trump?
Who? Donald Trump?
Donald.
I give him a 1. He barely got a 1.
Thank you so much. Now, the next question will be, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where, again, 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Oh, I just say about 5.
5. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most of their community? Same as the previous question, please rate the amount of power you feel your community has on a scale of 0 to 10.
Wait, say that question again. You say the community from 0 to 10. What about the power they have or the vote they have? Or?
That's right. Please rate the amount of power you feel your community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make a change.
Well, I'll give them an 8. If they all vote, I'll give them 8.
All right. Thank you. How would you describe Black political power since 2020? Would you say it is much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, there's no difference? It's somewhat less powerful, or it's much less powerful?
Say that one more time.
Yeah, the options, the question is, how would you describe Black political power since 2020? Would you consider us much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, no difference? Somewhat less powerful or much less powerful?
Not much difference.
Thank you so much. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you definitely will not vote, a 5 means there's a 50-50 chance you will vote, and a 10 means you definitely will vote in 2024.
I just say 5%, 50-50.
Thank you. Would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
Well, I care a great deal. They're going to be running the country somewhere.
Thank you. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate, or would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Well, it probably had to be a third-party candidate between all them other people.
Thank you so much. We are almost finished, okay? Thank you so much for your time. Now, then the next question is, now, for something a little bit different, has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stays about the same since Joe Biden became president?
A little better, just a little.
So it would be gotten better?
Yeah, gotten better a little bit.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and a 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 and 10. For example,
wow.
A student loan debt.
I'll just say 6.
Thank you. Climate change?
5%.
Thank you. Healthcare?
6%.
Thank you. Reducing racism and discrimination?
5%.
Thank you. Jobs and wage?
5%.
Thank you. Abortion access?
4%.
Thank you so much. Now, the next question is, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, which then means the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and a 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
5.
For example, a student loan debt?
5.
Thank you. Climate change?
The same, 5.
Healthcare?
Who? Oh, healthcare?
Yes.
6.
Thank you. Reducing racism and discrimination?
5.
Thank you. Jobs and wage?
Did you say jobs?
Yes.
Probably say 5.
All right. And let me see here. Abortion access?
I say 4%.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of laws that Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law...
Over the past 3 years, you say?
Yes. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. Or please tell me if you never heard about this law. I'm going to read it, okay?
Say that again. I didn't hear you. I didn't understand what you just said.
I'm sorry. I'm going to read you a list of laws that Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life. For example, a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. Or just tell me if you never heard about this law, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to read for you. The first one says, in a proclamation of granting pardon of the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. Do you consider a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or you never
heard
of it?
Not that much. Not that much.
Thank you. The American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity in a and appearance programs and expanding access to the workforce for underserved populations. A great deal, fair amount, not that much, not at all, or you never
get it. Not that much.
The Department of Justice just recently charged the 5 Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyre Nichols with federal civil rights violations. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or you never heard of it.
A fair amount.
Thank you so much. Now, the next question. We're almost done, okay? Now, I'm going I'm going to read you some reasons that Black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means it is an extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and a 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in November. You can select any number from 0 to 10. The first one says, Black Georgians helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he's accomplished a lot that will help our community. He passed policies that support us during the pandemic, that will expand our internet access, and that lowers the cost of critical prescription drugs. In 2024, we can vote again for president and get even greater investments for ourselves, our family, and our community. Do you consider it's not at all convincing, which is 0, or 10, extremely convincing?
I say 5.
5, thank you. The next one is, Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing to represent us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward? Or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health? Or will we let the politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future.
That was the whole question. What was that?
I'm going to read again, okay?
Black Georgia. Now, what do you, is that from 1 through 10 also?
Yes, that's right, from 0 to 10.
Okay.
Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward, or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future.
Well, we want to keep going forward.
All right. So how would you rate it from 0 to 10?
I would just say a 6.
Thank you so much. Now, the next question is, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate
from 1 to 10?
That's right, from 0 to 10.
I say 7.
7, thank you so much. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 6, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices?
I say 5.
50-50, thank you so much. Would you say you care a great deal, A little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all?
A great deal. You got to consider or think about the future of the country. A great deal.
Thank you so much. It's the November 5th, 2024, general election for president, Congress, and other states and local officials were held today. Would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate? Would you not vote for a president, or are you undecided?
Probably a third-party candidate, hopefully somebody decent.
Thank you so much. Now, how much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? For example, Secretary of State, do you consider as a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of them?
Fair amount.
Thank you. People's Agenda?
What did I say?
People's Agenda.
People's Agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the question with that, People's Agenda? What was that?
Would you consider it as a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of them?
A great deal.
Thank you. Fair Fight.
You say certified?
Fair Fight.
You say certified.
No, I'm sorry. It is F-A-I-R. Fair Fight.
S-A-I-R. That's certified?
No. I'm going to repeat it again. I'm sorry. It is Fair, F-A-I-R. Fair Fight.
Certified. What were the options there for certified?
Yes, will be a great deal, a fair amount.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be a great deal. It's got to be a great deal to make it fair. You don't want nothing crooked.
All right, thank you. Black voters matter?
Does what matter, you say?
Black voters matter.
Oh, great deal. Yeah, just as good as anybody else, though.
Thank you. Local Board of Election?
Oh, great deal. Got to be fair and legitimate. Can't be crooked.
All right, thank you. Pro Georgia?
Oh, say it again. Say rural Georgia?
It is P-R-O. Pro Georgia.
C-R-O? What was it? C-R-O?
P as in Peter. Pro Georgia.
Oh, well, yeah, I try to be pro Georgia since I stay here. You got to do the right thing for your state.
That would be a great deal for you?
Yeah, a great deal.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
New Georgia Project.
Near Georgia Project.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean, Near Georgia Project?
It's an organization. Do you consider it as a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or you never heard of them?
I haven't really heard of that. I don't know nothing about that.
So, would you consider us?
Say that again.
The options are a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of them.
Oh, what was the title of it now?
New Georgia Project.
Near Georgia Project, you say?
No, New. New Georgia Project.
I don't know nothing about that. I haven't heard nothing about that.
Okay. The last one is Fair Count.
Fair Count?
Mm-hmm.
F-A-I-R. Oh, a great deal. You want everything fair and legitimate.
You don't want no
shenanigans or lies. You want it legitimate there.
All right. Thank you. Now, these next few questions are for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
What was the top of that question? What was that you were saying?
Yes, I'm going to repeat it. Thinking about your approach to political issues, how would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, maybe moderate, somewhat
maybe
conservative?
Maybe moderate.
Thank Thank you. Do you consider yourself one heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, or bisexual?
I'm a man.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
Unmarried.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Would you say you are employed full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student?
Part-time.
Thank you.
How many more questions you got?
Oh, we are almost finished. We are on the 93% of the service. We're almost finished here. Just allow me a few more minutes, okay? Okay, last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I don't know, $35,000.
Thank you so much. Finally, would like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. Finally, would like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, like this one, text or email, invite you to events going in your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert, would like you to offer to you a 10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert?
No, not right now. I might be going out of town in a week.
All right. Thank you so much. So that's all. Thank you so much for your time and your participation. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye. Okay.